Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Another wonderful day reading the Word of God together chronologically. Remember, this would be very intriguing to some of your friends. So we encourage you that you would share it with them. You can just click the share button down there in the bottom of the screen, and you'll send it right over. Excuse me, Blog Talk Radio, there's a share button there for you, and you can share it with your family and friends. We always welcome you to come and be a part of our daily program in the evening where we're studying Establishing Your Faith. And everything about it is how to build yourself in the faith and the love of God. And we're having a really great time right now talking about walking with God. Don't worry about Christianity. You'll do all right if you just walk with God every day. Today, Exodus chapter 10 through 12, we're going to finish the plagues. The Passover is going to be instituted, and we're going to see the children of Israel on their way out of Egypt after 400 years of slavery. God is faithful to his promise. Let's pray our opening prayer like we always do when we come together, right out of Ephesians chapter 3. It's in the comments right there on your program. There are the notes. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, you and I get to be filled with all the fullness. Here we go, Exodus chapter 10. Now the Lord said to Moses, go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his servants, that I may show these signs of mine before him, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and your son's son the mighty things I have done in Israel, in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am the Lord, one of God's names. So Moses and Aaron came into Pharaoh and said to him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your territory, and they shall cover the face of the earth, so that no one will be able to see the earth. And they shall eat the residue of what is left, which remains to you from the hail. And they shall eat every tree which grows up for you out of the field. They shall fill your houses, the houses of all your servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers have seen since the day that they were on the earth to this day. And he turned and went out from Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh's servants said to him, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not yet know that Egypt is destroyed? Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, go serve the Lord your God. Who are the ones that are going? Moses said, we will go with our young and our old and our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and herds. We will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. Then he said to them, The Lord had better be with you when I let you and your little ones go. Beware, for evil is ahead of you. Verse 11, not so. Go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord. That is what you desired. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, and all the hail has left. Moses stretched out his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind on the land all that day and all that night. When it was morning, the east wind brought the locust. And the locust went up over all the land of Egypt, rested on all the territory of Egypt. They were very severe previously. There had been no such locust as this, nor shall there be such after them, except maybe in the tribulation. Verse 15, for they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they ate every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. So there remained nothing green on the trees or on the plants of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. For Moses and Aaron in haste said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Therefore, please forgive my sin only this once. Wonder why only once. Entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only. So he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. The Lord turned a very strong west wind, which took the locusts away and blew them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the territory of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go. I bet the fish ate good that day.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
21. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt. This is the ninth point. Darkness which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven. There was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 whole days. My goodness. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. All the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Your little ones also go with you. Moses said, also you give us sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. I like that. For we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. And even we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, get away from me. Take heed to yourself and see my face no more. For in the day you see my face, you shall die. Moses said, you have spoken well. I will never see your face again. Wow. Chapter number 11. And the Lord said to Moses, I'll bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out of here altogether. Speak now in the hearing of the people, and let every man ask from his neighbor, and every woman from her neighbor, articles of silver and articles of gold. Not only is every green herb destroyed, they're now going to plunder them financially. Why? Because they enslaved Israel and would not let God's people go. The same thing's happening in Canada and all over the world. May 10 plagues come upon these leaders. Verse 2, 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the sight of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. I'm sure he was. Then Moses said, thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the animals. Then there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as was not like it before, nor shall be like it again. But again, none of the children of Israel shall a dog move its tongue against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. In every one of those plagues, there was a difference. Verse 8, and all these your servants shall come down to me and bow down to me, saying, get out, and all the people who follow you. After that, I will go out. Then he went out from Pharaoh in great anger. But the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not heed you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go free. Chapter number 12. My. The Passover is instituted, and this is where you and I have access to God Almighty, because even the Gentiles had access. Here we go. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be the beginning of months. It'll be the first month of the year to you. Started a new calendar. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor take to his house, take it according to the number of persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the house where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boil it at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. Verse 10. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it with belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So shall you eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. God was going to pass over the Israelites and smite the Egyptians. Verse 13. Note 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Israel, there it is, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. That blood covenant right there gives you and I access to have every plague pass over our life and not be on us or our families with any sickness. Glory be to God. So this day shall be to you a memorial. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. And on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you. So you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Did you notice it said army and their slaves? Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your houses. Since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. Verse 20. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your dwellings. You shall eat unleavened bread. Do you think he made his point?
Yeah.
21. Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourself according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through it to strike the Egyptian. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you. I'll observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. Now think about it. A death angel come down that street, and every house, if it had the door, the blood over the doorpost and on the two side posts, a death angel went on by. Verse 25. Came to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? That you will say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, which passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptian and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshiped. Then the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. Plague number 10, verse 29. Came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. I mean, that's everybody. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants, all the Egyptians. There was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Don't harden your heart toward God. Worry about being a Christian, but don't harden your heart to God. 31. He called to Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise, go up from among my people, both you and the children of Israel. Go, serve the Lord, as you have said, to your herds, as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians urged the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we shall all be dead. The people feared Moses, and they feared God, but they had a stupid leader, 34. So the people took their dough before it was leavened, having their kneading bowls bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. The children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and of clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they also plundered the Egyptians. 400 years of back wages in one night. 37. Children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides the women and children. So this is well over a million people, maybe even two. Israelites didn't have small families. Look at verse 38. A mixed multitude went with them, up with them also. Flocks, herds, and a great deal of livestock. That means there was Egyptians that said, there ain't no way I am staying in Egypt. Your God just crushed us, and I am following you guys. You'll have to teach me, but let me just hook up to your wagon. 39, they baked unleavened cakes of the dough, which they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened. Because they were driven out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared provisions for themselves. The sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is the night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generations. Can you imagine what it looked like? 1.5 million, 2 million people, and all the livestock leaving that place. I mean, that's huge. Verse 43, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat it, but every man's servant who is bought for money, when you have circumcised him, then he may eat it. A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat it. In one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside, nor shall you break one of its bones. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. When a stranger dwells with you and wants to keep the Passover of the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as a native of the land of Israel, for no uncircumcised person shall eat it. One law shall be for the native born and for the stranger who dwells among you. Then all the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. And it came to pass on that very same day that the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt according to their armies. My. What sure that is. Now, God's promise was true to his people. And Pharaoh was a wicked god. He believed he was God himself. And he wouldn't soften his heart to God. It cost him his life. Every time we come here, we give you the opportunity to be born again. And I do it on purpose, because reading the Bible doesn't get you to heaven. Be born again. And so I give you that opportunity. I'm going to say the prayer. You say the prayer after me. And in 60 seconds, you'll be right with God if you mean it from the depths of your heart. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
Everybody pray with me. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my
life. You are the Son of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
Spirit. So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live at a blessed life every day.
And live a blessed life every
in Jesus'
day.
Mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Congratulations. Send me an email. Hey, Pastor, I prayed that prayer tonight. I'll help you walk with God. I honestly will. I honestly will. You send me an email, I'll send you one. We'll help you walk with God. We got 600 videos we can send you to train you about anything about life you need. It's an excellent. It's equivalent of like a Bible college, a ministry training center. And we want to be a blessing to you in any way that we can. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again tomorrow morning, another session of Read the Word. We say this, may God richly bless your life. Thank you for being our partner and our friend. Remember, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Blog Talk Radio, remember, you can reach us at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. H as in holy, G as in ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find me on my website, www.samueljcottle.com. And you can find all the information there. We sure would love to hear from you. Drop us a line. Send us a postcard. It would be a blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Sure do love you guys.